Hey, man.
Hey. Good to see you.
Well, I see you went ahead with your plans to do a little skiing there.
I did.
Well, I'm glad you didn't hurt yourself. Too bad. She says you're getting better already, so that's always a good sign.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't begin to do
this. Yeah, it's easy to get on.
That still hurts back here.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to stretch. See what happened. According to this other guy, you stretched your ligaments in there, and the ligaments are the things that hold your joint together, keep it from flopping around. So if they get, you know, stretched just a little, then they try to heal down and tighten up, and you don't want to, you know, get them too lax while they're trying to tighten. You know, you want to let them heal as strong as they can. I mean, you can move it. I'm not saying you got to go around with it just totally, but you don't want to stretch those ligaments very much while they're healing. Just gradually bring it around. Okay. Are you using any kind of walking aids?
Nope.
Just walking around, huh?
Yeah, for the first 2 days I had a crutch or two.
Okay.
I switched from two to one, like a cane and that.
Yeah, okay.
All right. It was really icy there, so it had a spike on it.
That was neat.
Yeah. Peg it in the ground.
If you forget and walk inside with your spike, I guess you're not too well appreciated.
No. No.
Let me set you up there.
Is it okay if I record this? I already
sure.
Are. It's
sure
a project.
Sure.
Cool.
All right. What are you doing over there? I thought you were doing something different. I thought you were working with languages in
Oklahoma. Or in California.
I mean, well, yeah, California, your basic project.
I was in linguistics. That's what this project's for, but I did a year of it and decided it wasn't quite what I really
wanted. What you want, okay.
Yeah, which is unfortunate because I really don't know quite what I want.
Well, it's all right. I mean, there's a lot of things out there. You'll find something.
I hope so.
You know.
I moved to Oklahoma.
Completely. My son is still flopping around. He graduated from medical school this year, and then he's in Soho in New York.
Really?
Starting an art career. So you see, I mean, a lot of people, you know, I mean, he's going to paint for a year and just see whether he can do well enough at that.
Because he doesn't want to be a doctor after all?
Well, he couldn't find anything he really wanted to do, you know. I mean,
Did he specialize?
Well, that's what I mean. No, he hadn't specialized yet, but he couldn't find anything that just really pulled him toward it. And so he said, well, you know, I guess he got a lot out of boys doing art when he was young, and he's got to scratch that little itch, I think.
Good for him.
And so he's up there, and he'll give it a year and see what happens. And the same for you. You got plenty of. There's fortunately, this day and time, I think it allows one to proceed like you're proceeding and he's proceeding. I think it's the right thing to do. I would probably do the same thing were I, you know, another generation down the line. You know, although I didn't make the wrong decision for me, but I'm sure I would have been a lot more, diligent in working it out beforehand. But in my time, you know, you really kind of just, there wasn't too many things to do, you know, and you too many opportunities, and so you just kind of chose between a few, and that was it.
Yeah.
So, a little simpler lifestyle in those days. Tell me where it hurts.
Still a little bit back here.
Okay.
It doesn't feel quite normal back there.
Okay.
It originally
on the sides. Yeah, the sides don't hurt much.
Not anymore. I think it did at first.
Right.
He drew some blood out from here.
Yeah, I saw that. You got a little bit of blood, not too much. That's a good sign too, because usually when they're torn bad, they have a lot more blood than that. Is that doing anything?
Nothing bad, really.
Which one hurts more, back or forward?
About the same.
About the same.
There's just a sense of constantly not being quite right.
Okay. Well, see, let me show you something over here. Watch this one. See, I'm pushing back now.
Yeah.
And I'm pulling forward. And it, you get a little bit of pull coming forward. It moves out a little bit. But when you go back, it kind of tight. It's got a good catch to it, you know. Over here, we're going to pull it out.
It doesn't have that same movement.
It's got a little more forward movement, and it kind of has a kind of a rubbery kind of end stop there. So chances are you've hurt that ligament in the back too.
The crossband?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we call them the cruciate ligaments. He calls them the X bands or whatever they are.
Yeah,
but they cross in one. they cross because one's going forward, one's going backwards, and they keep you from going forward and backwards is basically what they do. So pretty logical arrangement there. Yeah, it is. You posterior.
Can I get that?
Get a little better maybe. It's not going to get all the way right. It'll be a little bit of a problem. I'm not sure you didn't maybe have some of that before. I don't really know. Let me see how much this hurts here. Mm-hmm. None?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My main physical activity for the past year and a half has been on keto. Which is a pretty gentle art.
Okay.
A lot of rolling, a lot of... The knees do take something from that, believe it, though. There's a lot of work on it.
Oh, yeah, sure. Any of those things got to put some kind of stress on your legs, you know.
I definitely want to get back to it, though. I had to lay off it for a while. That hurts right over here.
Okay. That's not too bad, though. It's just very mild. That one could probably... See, look at the difference on here now. What? See how much of a jiggle you got there? You got just a little laxity there, right? And this one's just a hair different. I mean, but it hurts.
A little bit.
It hurts. But it's just a hair. And so if you just let that one kind of heal, you know, which I think it's going to do, because you don't even complain much of this over here. You know, when you're doing things, you're thinking more about this back one, and that's the posterior X band, if you want to put it like that, or posterior cruciate, we call it. Seems to be the problem, but it's not. I'm not sure you didn't have a little bit of that problem before.
All these years since the wreck, the legs never felt, you know, like it's never been totally normal. Mm-hmm. But I just
Did your knee feel like it would? Sorry,
it hurts a bit.
Where'd that get you? Over here?
Again, yeah.
Right there. Okay, that's okay. Did your knee feel like it had some play in it? You know, it wasn't real steady?
I don't remember that
being a complaint while you were doing your martial arts stuff.
Still, I injured the front of the knees when I was dancing for a while. I was dancing with Christy Hanna here a few years ago, and there were some times I came down on it and did some.
Yeah.
But that was impact injury.
Yeah, right. Let's see how rough that is. Let your knee down. All right, now straighten your knee out. Yeah, you got a little. Put your hand, you feel it.
Yeah.
But that's pretty typical. How about this one? You got anything over here? No, that's pretty slick. Just a little click over there. All right. Hold your leg real strong there. Let me pull on it. Let's see if we got a pretty good muscle there. Is that hurting anything? Okay. All right. Well, I think... I think probably it's mostly posterior cruciate, not so much anterior cruciate, which is good. The medial collateral ligament, the ligament here, is just minimally hurt. I think some of that posterior cruciate was probably already there, and the reason I'm saying that is because it really doesn't hurt that much when I pull on it. See, this is the one that pulls on
it.
It
feels tight though,
but... Mm-hmm. When I push back, I'm pushing on it. And that's not bothering you very much. But see, this one has been hurt, and when I pull on this one, it hurts. So, it's pretty simple. You know, if they've been hurt, they're going to hurt when you stretch them, you know. So that's why I'm thinking that posterior is probably a lot of that's been there. You may have hurt it a little bit more, you know. And so you got this one a little bit and this one a little bit. Both of them are a little... Both of them can probably heal up if you let them, and
no need for surgery to make it better.
No, the outcome will probably be pretty close to what you had before. In other words,
I might have lost a bit by this.
Yeah, I mean, you know, 5% or something. You know what I mean? You know, I don't know. You know, you just have to see how it plays out, but it's going to be minimal, and you can overcome that a little bit by getting your muscle in better shape. There are two things that stabilize your knee.
This is your knee brace. The big muscle above your knee is the brace for your knee. That's what holds it together when you're doing things. In fact, you know, all the sports players, their ligaments have been stretched so much and repaired and stretched and repaired that they're just not much good, and they really have to compensate with their muscle power.
So do a lot of leg lifts.
So, right. You can do straight leg lifts or what we call this, those little short extensions. Just put a bolster under behind your leg right here. Extend the last 20 or 30 degrees with weight on your leg like this. Do little short extensions with weight and keep working up on the weight. What you want to do, and you can just do isometrics. You can just lock your knee real stiff and just tighten your muscle. Hold it tight as you can for 3 seconds and then let it rest for 3 seconds and then tight for 3 seconds and then rest. And you don't have to move it when you do that. All kind of ways. So just whatever the day will permit. I mean, if you're sitting around and you got some time to do some isometrics, you can do that. And then when you have other time, you can do the weights. But keeping this strong will compensate for your ligaments is the plan, you know. So, I think you'll find you do pretty well.
You think I can go back to Aikido and stuff?
Probably. As long as it's not too violent. You know, it's more form and shape and stuff, but it's not about, too much contact.
But no, it's about blending. It's about blending with the attack. It's not about meeting the force with force. So
okay.
There's a lot of rules.
Okay. Well, I guess if you got good at doing it, you know, where you wasn't getting yourself in awkward positions, you know, getting your knee all twisted up underneath you or something, you know, you could probably handle it okay. I think you'll be able to see for yourself, because once you get your muscle strong, you get this thing controlling your knee well, you'll see what kind of knee control you have. It'll be pretty obvious to you whether you have the type of control to do that.
What do you think the lesson should be from this? I mean, this is the first time I've ever been on skis. I never did it before my wreck, so I guess one lesson is I'll probably shouldn't try skiing anymore.
You know, if it were me personally, that would probably be the lesson I'd learn from it.
Because I'm lucky it wasn't worse.
Right.
It was a pretty bad fall. The incline was about, I don't know what grade, but there was a turn in the, this was in the woods.
Yeah,
it was
right.
Cross country.
Yeah.
So I didn't know what I was doing. My girlfriend had taught me. I'd been skiing for 2.5 hours. I was tired. We were getting close to getting back. And I got carried away. She showed me how when you're cross country, when you're about to fall, you just sit down.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't do it right. So there was a turn, and then the skis don't snap off, of course.
Oh,
and so it stuck, and I kept twisting, and the knee took all the torque. And I didn't know what I'd done. I screamed, and she helped me, and I managed to somehow managed to get up and hobble on the ski pole all the way back to the cabin, and then I had to call the ambulance to take us 60 kilometers to Ore, which is a ski resort. We were in the middle of nowhere. I think it's been 3 weeks now. I was hoping that, you know, you told me, or Dr. Wells told me that, you know, with chronic osteo, it could come back from impact. And I was saying, I really hope this is not the time, you know, I've made it. How many?
It's unlikely.
I've not spiked any fever or seen any signs of.
No, it looks pretty good.
I think I may have gotten lucky.
Yeah, if it's not hurting up there, the pain would be probably your first warning sign, you know.
If that ever happened.
Right. You can start feeling some change in the status quo, you know.
It feels pretty much like the other leg.
Yeah, right. Wonderful.
Solid.
Great. Love it. Well, I'm glad you didn't hurt yourself. It's a cheap lesson, right?
That's right. I'd say so.
Yeah, I was out. We were out and the kids were skiing, you know, and I was watching them go down, and I was thinking, God, that would sure be fun, you know. And then just barely my common sense won out, and I decided not to do it. But, you know, I've had 2 discs taken out of my back, my neck fused for a bad disc. I don't need to go bumpity bump down the hill, you know. I don't need any of that. So you just have to kind of draw a few lines. But I came close to it.
It's tempting.
It's tempting. It's very tempting.
It was fun, I can tell you.
God. It's just great, you know. But then I'd have to pay for it for the rest of my life. I didn't know what I wanted to do.
Not a fair trade.
Not a fair trade.
I wouldn't do that. That's bad.
Good to see you. Come see me, you know, whenever you're in town.
And
let me know what you get into. I'm sure it'll be something fun.
I hope so.
I think it will. See you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay. Just let us know if you need anything.
Okay.
Okay.